This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, an important new book that exposes the undeniable campaign to secularize America by the Obama administration. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
There's an old adage that to the victors belong the spoils, but it looks like Communist China is taking home the spoils from America's wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. China could prove to be the ultimate winner, even though it shed no blood and didn't give much aid. Communist China is right now the biggest user of Iraq's tremendous oil supply. Donald Trump summed it up best. He said, "We spent $1.5 trillion, we lost thousands of lives, but China is in there taking out all the oil, and we're getting nothing. How can our leadership allow this to happen?" Communist China also signed a strategic partnership with Afghanistan, and top Chinese government figures traveled to that country to announce that China will train 300 Afghan police officers. China is eyeing Afghanistan's estimated $1 trillion worth of unexploited minerals. Chinese companies have acquired rights to extract vast quantities of copper and coal. China made a deal for oil exploration concessions, and China is looking at extensive deposits of lithium, which can be used in batteries and nuclear components. China is the only country that has the ready cash to foot the level of investment needed to extract the materials from Afghanistan. Central Asian experts say that superpowers have historically been involved in Afghanistan because it is an Asian crossroads, and China is no exception. The Obama administration has even allowed China to take over strategic drilling interests in the Gulf of Mexico. This deal puts China in control of valuable drilling interests, and according to a pending Freedom of Information Act lawsuit, it's worth mentioning that this deal will also put cash in the pockets of Obama campaign donors and bundlers.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Double-digit unemployment has been blamed on the economy, outsourcing of jobs to foreign countries, illegal aliens taking U.S. jobs, illiteracy, free trade, and Washington's misguided stimulus bill. At eagleforum.org, we want to hear your opinion. Join the blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information, or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821, or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, they'll be bidding America goodbye.
Well, just south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America, via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, live and archived on the World Wide Web, coming to a local radio station near you, if you ask for it. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. Nancy Levan is here as well. It continues to be the 5th of October, 2013. As we continue on here, we were talking about Fukushima, this disaster that happened. Well, how long ago was that? Did that tsunami, that earthquake and tsunami, what was it? You know, time flies so much anymore, it's hard to keep track of exactly when things happen anymore. I can't even hardly keep track of what day it is. But anyway, we got this thing continuing to spew out radiation into the Pacific, a radioactive water being dumped into the Pacific constantly by the ton. I mean, tons and tons and tons of highly radioactive stuff going into the ocean on a daily basis, ladies and gentlemen. Before the break, I'd mentioned that I wanted to share with you from this Gaius Publius, who wrote, "Risky repair of Fukushima could spill 15,000 times the radiation of Hiroshima, create 85 Chernobyls." He says, "Does the planned November 2013 removal of the spent fuel rods stored at Fukushima's heavily damaged reactor number 4 need a global intervention? Or should TEPCO, a for-profit company, be allowed to go it alone? So far, the Japanese government is allowing TEPCO to handle it. Why should you care? Well, read on. As you should know by now, the nuclear power plant at Fukushima underwent a great deal of damage. I guess it was 2011. It's already been 2 years, listeners, due to the earthquake and a tsunami. Wikipedia, I don't think we need to really recap what happened there. I think most of you folks know what happened. He goes on to talk about, "We want to focus on reactor 4. Here's a schematic of what the reactor looks like." Now, he shows this schematic, which you can't see unless you go to the website and view this. But it shows the spent fuel pool up, you know, suspended in air, in the air. It's up off the ground near the reactor. Okay? He says, and he's got a picture of what it looks like today, and it's sitting there in complete decay and doesn't have a roof. He says, "Notice that it has no roof. The spent fuel rods, about 200 fully loaded unspent rods. Remember that reactor 4 had been defueled prior to the accident, are stored in a water-containing chamber high off the ground in a crumbling room and building without a roof. How will they get the damaged fuel rods out of that crumbling room? This is the problem today. There are about 1,300 fuel rods stored in that room, packed together vertically in racks. Think of it as a pack of cigarettes standing upright with the top of the pack removed. Normally, the movement of fuel rods is done by a computer-driven machine that reaches into the room from above and removes or replaces a fuel rod by drawing it upward and lowering it downward. The machine knows to the millimeter where each fuel rod is located. Also, all the rods are undamaged, perfectly straight. That's in normal circumstances. The problem is that this pack of cigarettes is crumpled, and the process must be done manually. Therefore, the likelihood that some of the fuel rods will break is high. If that happens and the fuel rods are exposed to the air, boom. What does boom look like? Now, I want to jump over to another article that he links to here by Harvey Wasserman. He, again, is calling for a global takeover in this. And, folks, I'm not in favor of that, of undermining nations' sovereignty. This is it completely goes against my grain. I think that this can be handled diplomatically. Certainly, the Olympics should not have been awarded to Japan. That's insane. But they say, we are now within 2 months of what may be humankind's most dangerous moment since the Cuban Missile Crisis. There is no excuse for not acting. All the resources our species can muster, he says, must be focused on the fuel pool at Fukushima Unit 4. Fukushima's owner, Tokyo Electric, TEPCO, says that within as few as 60 days, it may begin trying to remove more than 1,300 spent fuel rods from a badly damaged pool, perched 100 feet in the air. The pool rests on a badly damaged building that is tilting, sinking, and could easily come down in the next earthquake, if not on its own. Some 400 tons of fuel in that pool could spew out more than 15,000 times as much radiation as was released at Hiroshima. The one thing certain about this crisis is that TEPCO does not have the scientific, engineering, or financial resources to handle it, nor does the Japanese government. The situation demands a coordinated worldwide effort of the best scientists and engineers our species can muster. Why is this so serious? We already know that thousands of tons of heavily contaminated water are pouring through the Fukushima site, carrying a devil's brew of long-lived poisonous isotopes into the Pacific. Tuna, irradiated with fallout traceable to Fukushima, have already been caught off the coast of California. We can expect far worse. TEPCO continues to pour more water onto the proximate site of these three melted reactor cores. It must somehow keep cool. Steam plumes indicate fission may still be going on somewhere underground, but nobody knows exactly where the cores are. Much of that irradiated water now sits roughly 1,000 huge but fragile tanks. It sits in roughly 1,000 huge but fragile tanks that have been quickly assembled and strewn around the site. Many are already leaking. All could shatter in the next earthquake, releasing thousands of tons of permanent poisons into the Pacific. The water flowing through the site is also undermining the remnant structures at Fukushima, including the one supporting the fuel rods at Unit 4. More than 6,000 fuel assemblies now sit in a common pool just 50 meters from Unit 4. Some contain plutonium. The pool has no containment over it. It's vulnerable to a loss of coolant, the collapse of a nearby building, another earthquake, another tsunami, and more. Overall, more than 11,000 fuel assemblies are scattered around the Fukushima site. According to a long expert and former Department of Energy official, Robert Alvarez, there's more than 85 times as much lethal cesium on site as was released at Chernobyl. Radioactive hotspots continue to be found around Japan. There are indications of heightened rates of thyroid cancer among local children. The immediate bottom line is that those fuel rods must somehow come safely out of Unit 4 fuel pool as soon as possible. Just prior to 2011, the 2011 earthquake and tsunami that shattered Fukushima, the core of Unit 4 was removed for routine maintenance, as we've already pointed out, like some two dozen reactors in the U.S., and too many more around the world. The General Electric design pool, into which the core now sits, is 100 feet in the air. Spent fuel must somehow be kept underwater. It's clad in zirconium alloy, which will spontaneously ignite when exposed to air. Long used in flash bulbs for cameras, zirconium burns with an extremely bright, hot flame. Each uncovered rod emits enough radiation to kill someone standing nearby in a matter of minutes. A conflagration could force all personnel to flee the site and render electronic machinery unworkable. According to Arne Gunderson, who I talked about earlier in the last hour, a nuclear engineer with 40 years in an industry for which he once manufactured fuel rods, the ones in the Unit 4 core are bent, damaged, and embrittled to the point of crumbling. Cameras have shown troubling quantities of debris in the fuel pool. which itself is damaged. The engineering and scientific barriers to emptying the Unit 4 fuel pool are unique and daunting, says Gunderson, but it must be done to 100% perfection, he says. All right, I'll tell you what. We're going to wrap this up, hopefully, after we come back from the break. But, folks, we think it's important. We don't talk about this at length much, but given the fact that we're headed toward the November event here, seems like a lot of things are taking place in November. But given the fact that they're getting ready to do this, I think we need to raise awareness that this is going on. So at least you'll be in the know. Let's take a few minutes away. We'll be back in a moment on Govern America.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system, an everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steenblok has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steenblok and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steenblok is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
When the lights go down in the city and the sun shines on the bay, ooh, I wanna be there, yeah, in my city. Oh, 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 oh.
Probably don't want to be there if the local nuclear power plant is spewing radiation into that bay. Welcome back to Govern America, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about this Fukushima situation right now, which I guess in November, they're getting ready, the Japanese, well, actually, it's not even the Japanese government. It's the TEPCO, the Tokyo Power Company. They're getting ready to remove the spent fuel rods. I think it was 1,300 of them or 1,100 of them, something like that. They're getting ready to remove these crumbling fuel rods from a reactor pool, the spent reactor pool, which is 100 feet in the air. And, you know, a lot of these nuclear power plants, by the way, are designed by General Electric. Yeah, GE. We bring good things to life, including nuclear meltdowns. But anyway, before the break, we were talking about the Arnie Gunderson was a nuclear engineer. He had 40 years experience in the industry. He actually manufactured fuel rods. And I'm sharing with you an article about this situation coming up in November. Backtracking just a paragraph here, they say, oh, according to Arnie Gunderson, the ones that the spent fuel rods and Unit 4, they're bent, they're damaged, embrittled to the point of crumbling. Cameras have shown troubling quantities of debris in the fuel pool, which itself is damaged. The engineering and scientific barriers to emptying the Unit fuel 4 fuel pool are unique and daunting, he says, but it must be done to 100% perfection. Should the attempt fail, the rods could be exposed to air and catch fire, releasing horrific quantities of radiation into the atmosphere. The pool could come crashing to the ground, dumping the rods together into a pile that could fission and possibly explode. The resulting radioactive cloud would threaten the health and safety of all of us. Because, you know, the jet stream, folks, goes right across the Pacific from Japan over here to the U.S. And it's not just the U.S. West Coast that would be imperiled by this, folks. The rain is the vector which carries it from the jet stream down to the ground. So if the West Coast doesn't get any rain, people in the East Coast, you know, wherever the rain is, that's where the radiation is going to travel. And so the whole country could be blanketed in radiation. Not just our country. This thing could have global circulation. We're talking about a potential apocalyptic event, folks. And nobody's talking about it. Not very much in our media. Go ahead, Nancy.
There's a couple of things that I want to throw in to muddy the water, too. Darren, you and I we posted this. If you don't know about this, the entire border of the United States is what is called a constitution-free zone. That includes the northern border with Canada. I don't know exactly when this thing was implemented, but the quote-unquote, the laws of the Constitution do not apply to any border area. Now, Darren, I just found this. I just posted it on Govern America, ladies and gentlemen, so make sure you go click on this. Well, the headline is that basically feds close the ocean because of the government shutdown. And here's what it says, Darren. It says, just before the weekend, the National Park Service informed charter boat captains in Florida that the Florida Bay was closed due to the shutdown. Until government funding is restored, fishing boats are prohibited from taking anglers into an 1,100-square-mile area of the ocean. Fishing is also prohibited at Biscayne National Park. It says the Park Service will also have rangers on duty to police the ban of access to an ocean. The government will probably use more personnel and spend more resources to close the ocean. Now, this is interesting, Darren, because it follows up exactly what you said. It said, and you wrote about this, this is governing by temper tantrum. The article said it is on par with the government's ham-fisted attempts to close the D.C. World War II Memorial, an open-air public monument that is normally accessible 24 hours a day. It is absolutely unbelievable. You know, Darren, the more I think about this, I'm wondering if this Fukushima attempt is going to be the thing that's going to... remember we found something about the Department of Homeland Security trying to get control over all of the border areas, the ocean areas, actually from the shoreline to 100 miles in. And, you know, they've closed the ocean in Florida.
Yeah, it's just crazy. It's just insane. But, you know, under Agenda 21, they don't want you to have access to coastal areas. You know,
well,
they certainly don't
area.
Want you to live on coastal areas.
You can't have access to our wetlands up here in Michigan.
But, you know, I got to address this constitution-free zone nonsense. I think that that came along in 2009, if I remember right.
This is important, Darren.
And I said at the time, they don't have the... The U.S. federal government does not have the authority, ladies and gentlemen. I know all the arguments. I know people say, well, the Constitution is suspended, blah, 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 blah. Look, they don't have the authority to suspend the Constitution. They may say it is, but they don't have the authority to suspend the Constitution. So they don't have the authority to implement Constitution-free zones. So if they're saying there's a Constitution-free zone, then they're breaking the law because the Constitution is the supreme law of the land. Okay? So,
yeah, exactly.
To me, that whole Constitution-free zone is their argument. They want you to believe that. Because if you think that the Constitution doesn't apply, hey, you'll willingly go along with anything because you think you've got no rights. But you brought us back, Nancy, to something I think is important. You're talking more about the government shutdown, and I think it's important to point out, ladies and gentlemen, how much we were talking earlier about some of the stuff that they were spending. And one thing, finishing up with the Fukushima thing, we have a whole section dedicated to that on the website.
Yep.
If you want to learn about Fukushima, everything you ever wanted to know and more, probably a whole lot you didn't want to know, believe me.
It is all up to the date. Daily news as well.
Every single day we have stuff going up about Fukushima. If you go to the website, on the menu at the top, you can go to Issues, Global, and Atomic Time Bomb, and there is a subsection there called Fukushima Meltdown. Everything is in there. So you can get up to speed about that. The article I was reading is in there as well, and so much more. So governamerica.com. Try to make it a resource for you. But getting back to the government shutdown for a moment, we see from the U.S. State Department, U.S.-Mexico high-level economic dialogue. This is something that just happened last month. The United States and Mexico are in a high-level economic dialogue. I guess this is more partnershiping, ladies and gentlemen. They say today, and this is dated September 20th, today, Vice President Joe Biden, together with the Mexican government, launched the U.S.-Mexico High-Level Economic Dialogue, co-chaired by the U.S. Department of State, U.S. Department of Commerce, Office of the U.S. Trade Representative, and their Mexican counterparts. Participants in today's HLED launch include Secretary of Commerce Penny, whatever her name is, U.S. Trade Representative, blah, 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 whole host of others. They say in May 2013, Obama... And the Mexican president announced the formation of the high-level economic dialogue to advance strategic economic and commercial priorities. Central to promoting mutual economic growth. Yeah, that's working so good, isn't it? Job creation and global competitiveness. I'll tell you what, I got to take a break already. We'll be back.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Veteran-owned and operated.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back to the broadcast. This is Govern America, the fastest 3 hours in talk radio. And we're already past the halfway point here. As we continue, I wanted to finish up this U.S.-Mexico high-level economic dialogue that's been launched last month between our State Department and the government of Mexico. Ladies and gentlemen, they say in this release, the United States and Mexico are longtime strategic allies and critical economic partners. We share not only a 2,000-mile border, but a dynamic commercial relationship that generates more than $500 billion in trade in goods and services and supports millions of jobs in both countries. Oh, really? And just exactly where are these millions of jobs? You know, because, maybe they're hiding in the same place that the weapons of mass destruction in Iraq were hiding. Maybe that's where the millions of jobs are. As soon as we find where that is, we're going to hit the jackpot and we're all going to be doing really well. Anyway, they say the global competitiveness of both of our country requires continued and deepened economic integration. Did you hear that? I want to read that again. The global competitiveness of both of our countries requires continued and deepened economic integration. Now, folks, again, I come back to the definition of integration. What does it mean? If you look it up in the dictionary, it says pieces coming together to form a whole. That's what this is about, ladies and gentlemen. That's what all of this nonsense with these trade agreements, which have really put us in the mess that we're in right now, and is the reason why we, well, aside from, of course, the fact that we don't have sound money, this is the reason why we're in the hole that we're in. This is the reason why foreigners are being brought to our shores to do jobs now.
And this is the reason why foreign troops are being brought to America to police the people.
You are going to be an exploited wage slave, ladies and gentlemen. Just like the people in China who are jumping off the buildings over there into the nets.
And just like the people in Mexico working for GM for $2.50 an hour.
They say on this State Department website, the high-level economic dialogue will meet annually at the cabinet level and will bring together leaders from the public and private sectors to build on and promote sustained progress on a range of existing successful bilateral dialogues and working groups. Mexico and the United States have developed an initial work plan laying out potential areas for cooperation under three broad pillars: promoting competitiveness and connectivity, transportation, telecommunications under that heading. The next one is fostering economic growth, productivity, entrepreneurship, and innovation. And under that, they have joint investment promotion, economic development on the border, and a comprehensive economic development strategy, making effective use of the North American Development Bank. Now, why do we need a North American Development Bank, listeners? Because we're all one big global community now, baby.
Yep.
Partnership on advanced manufacturing. Entrepreneurship, workforce development. Under the heading of Partnership for Regional and Global Leadership, they say partnering to promote development in Central America. Regional trade priorities, transportation, and anti-corruption. Oh, well, we wouldn't want to have any corruption now, would we? So they say that, among other takeaways, as an initial steps toward accomplishing the goals laid out in the HLED, the high-level economic dialogue work plan, the United States and Mexico plan to continue the work of the Mexico-U.S. Entrepreneurship and Innovation Council and expand entrepreneurship delegation exchanges, collaborate on organizing an information and communications technology roadshow, regulatory workshop series, and broadband innovation information exchanges. Announce negotiations to modernize and expand our bilateral air transport relationship. Develop an agenda of ongoing cooperation on intelligent transportation and freight systems. Make efficient use of the North American Development Bank by supporting new and ongoing cross-border initiatives. And directing its board to begin an assessment of the bank's long-term capital needs, as well as how it can more effectively leverage private sector capital to support border infrastructure, and pursue joint investment initiatives. What is this all about, listeners? I'm going to tell you what it's all about. This is about establishing partnerships, establishing, you know, when you're trying to covertly merge nations together into one broad region, and you don't want the public to find out about it, you use terminology like, oh, we're just going to partnership. We're going to cooperate. In the meantime,
yeah,
they're merging
well
everything.
Look how well it worked out for the European Union.
Yeah. Yeah, well, they're the model for the world.
Worked out great.
But that's what all these regional partnerships are about. This is regionalism, ladies and gentlemen.
And now, Darren, we got a regional drill, actually a North American Union drill, much like European Union drill, coming up in November, with Mexico, and with Canada, and with the United States.
Well, tell us more about it.
Well, all right, ladies and gentlemen, the GRIDX. This is a drill. It is a power grid down. Drill. Now, they're saying that it is going to be a simulation. You got people all over the place saying that it is going to, they're not really going to do it. And yet they have all of these companies, corporations that have signed up to be a part of it. They have ordered, 72-hour kits for children in schools.
Yeah, they've ordered a lot of things.
Yeah, it's really hard to get information. The drill is to begin November the 13th. It is a three-nation organized drill. Now, here's what my concern, Darren. You know what happens to drills in the United States? People end up getting killed.
Well, that's what happened at the Capitol.
Absolutely.
That's one thing a lot of people don't realize about that.
Yeah, we got to talk about that.
Yeah, it's a good segue, isn't it? You know. Here's the thing about it. Let me just share this, folks.
Okay.
This is the thing. This woman at the Capitol. This really disturbs me for a number of reasons. This was an unarmed woman. She had absolutely there was absolutely no reason for these badged thugs to do what they did. There was absolutely no reason for them to draw their weapons. Now, regardless of what this woman's problem was, and I don't know what her problem was,
if there even was one.
Well, people go nuts all the time. Well, her mother said she was suffering from postpartum depression. Okay? We don't know what the cops may or may not have done prior to that video, showing her backing up and nearly running over somebody. Okay? But they were, they were already in pursuit of her before the video showed anything, because there's another raw video of people shooting a protest at the Capitol where a protester was walking up the sidewalk and this thing was unfolding behind her. So she was already running from the cops, and they boxed her in, and they drew guns on her. Started walking toward her car. She's got her one-year-old girl, her daughter, in the back seat. Now, she may very well have just panicked and said, hey, they're going to shoot. They got their guns drawn. So her maternal instinct might have kicked in and said, I got to get out of here. But regardless of what her problem may or may not have been, there was no excuse for the behavior that the cops did. There was absolutely no excuse. I've been to Washington, D.C. more than once, folks. It's hard to get out of there with the roads open. You mean to tell me they couldn't have closed the roads and kept this woman from getting away if they wanted to apprehend her? But no, they fire off a bunch of rounds because they get ticked off, basically. Endangering the lives of all the people nearby, because any of those bullets could have ricocheted. I mean, this is the kind of federal family that you got to look forward to.
With a one-year-old child in the car.
Yeah. All right, we got to take the break already. It's frustrating sometimes how quick the time goes. We'll come back and we'll move on. Stay with us. We'll be back.
That moment of panic, sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
What do you need? You need Paracord. CampingSurvival.com is providing you U.S. Military 550 Paracord. 550 tensile strength. Military specifications. Made in the USA. Available in 3,000, 1,000, 600, 300, 150 links. You can purchase yours now at CampingSurvival.com. Lowest prices on Paracord. Huge selection. All ready to be shipped. Black Paracord 1,000 feet. Only $39.83 right now on CampingSurvival.com. But wait, use the code FREEDOM when purchasing and save 5% off. Paracord is a unique material used for many different reasons. Get yours from CampingSurvival.com now. Confidence born of preparation. CampingSurvival.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. Darren Weeks and Nancy Levant here. The website, once again, is governamerica.com. That's governamerica.com. And my email address is radio@governamerica.com. That's radio@governamerica.com. Nancy, give your email out. You're muted.
Nancy@governamerica.com.
Okay, very good. That was for Paul, who emailed us and asked us to do that. That's Nancy@governamerica.com. We were sharing some information about this situation in Washington, D.C. I don't want to spend too much time on this, but I think it's important, folks, because this is okay, here's the thing. The very same people who these federal thugs who murdered this woman, and yes, I do say murdered, because there's a lot of other ways this situation could have been dealt with had proper protocol been followed. You don't just go popping off a bunch of rounds in public, ladies and gentlemen, especially with an unarmed woman and a child in the back seat. Okay? But these are the Department of Homeland Security, whom these people work for, are the same people that are funding your local police agencies. Now, doesn't that make you feel all warm and fuzzy? And is it any surprise that we have our local police acting more and more like thugs all the time.
And Aaron, here's the biggest issue. Ladies and gentlemen, there was a drill going on.
That's right.
The woman was shot. And the drill, to my knowledge, was only ever advertised in August. The drill, let me read you something. Various federal, state, and local agencies from Washington, D.C., Virginia, and Maryland teamed up this week for Exercise Capitol Shield 2014. Listen to this. A joint training exercise that brings first responders together to realistically test interagency operability that might be needed in the event of an emergency. Listen to this, ladies and gentlemen. This training exercise exercised law enforcement personnel's response in an active shooter scenario, followed by hostage negotiations and crime scene investigations. Now, Darren, every time we have a drill, American people are getting killed.
Yeah.
That was, there was a drill, another drill, interagency, going on in Washington, D.C., the day that woman was killed.
They call it Capitol Shield 2014, as Nancy mentioned. And I don't know why they called it 2014. You know, apparently they don't know what the year is.
Apparently to hide the drill.
Capitol Shield 2014. From the Army.mil website, they say first responders to train in nation's capital. This was announced September 24th, I've got here. They have a picture, by the way, of a soldier from the 9/11 Technical Rescue Engineer Company talking to some civilian first responder. I thought that was kind of a nice touch. Anyway, they say, Dateline Washington, seeing emergency vehicles and first responders in action, unfortunately, are not new to the residents of the National Capital Region. But beginning September 30th through October 3rd, those images will not be a sign that something has gone terribly wrong, but that various government agencies are preparing for the next such incident if it occurs. Capitol Shield 2014 is a joint training exercise in the National Capital Region, or NCR, that runs from September 30th through October 3rd and is hosted by the Joint Force Headquarters National Capital Region. It brings together federal, state, and local municipal agencies to realistically test interagency operability during a crisis impacting the District of Criminals, Virginia, and Maryland. It also trains and prepares, I said criminals, it also trains and prepares the Department of Defense to provide defense support to civil authorities and employ appropriate force protection measures as requested. Anyway, 38 participating federal agencies from the Department of Defense.
38, and, Darren.
Yeah, 38 agencies. So this is a massive drill, once again. And, you know, what do we make of this? Could be a coincidence, but this is a pattern that we've seen over and over again. I'm not saying that there's enough, I don't think there's enough evidence to call this a false flag. I do think the woman really died. So I'm not suggesting that. But I think it's important to point out when these drills coincide with real tragedies, because this is a pattern we've seen over and over again.
Yep.
And I come back to my earlier comments. This did not have to happen, folks. What these people did was absolutely wrong. It was nothing short of murder.
Well, and, you know, Darren, I saw a photograph of this woman surrounded by maybe 8 or 10 police officers. Every single one of them had weapons drawn on her.
Yeah.
They were all within a few feet of her car. Why didn't they blow out her tires?
Right. Well, they, you know, once again, shooting out tires, they could have done that. There's a lot of ways they could have closed the roads down. You know, they got helicopters. I mean, this is some of the most guarded territory in the United States, folks.
Yeah.
The airspace is guarded. I mean, they got helicopters everywhere. They can scramble jets in a moment's notice. You mean to tell me they can't fly a helicopter over this woman's car? You mean to tell me they didn't get her license number? It could pick her up at her wherever she lives?
Well, we know darn well they could have disabled her car.
Well, that, yeah, and she's, you know, this is just nonsense. This is nothing short of a criminal murder. I don't care what the woman's problem is. This did not have to happen. And every single officer that was involved in that should be fired. Forget furloughing. Forget suspension without pay or with pay. Fire them. But, you know, probably they'll all get promotions. Because that's what usually happens. And they're already, the media has been drooling all over the oil. You know, hey, these people are heroic because they're working without being paid. Well, we know today.
Oh, and I believe Congress gave them a standing ovation or something when they heard about it.
Well, you know, killing is, hey, that's what the feds do. Hey, we've killed a lot of Iraqis and Afghanis and wanted to kill Syria. Something happened on the way to Syria. But they'll overcome that if they can. You people let your guard down. By the way, we had plenty of money for a new excursion into Syria, didn't we? They were ready to do that.
Isn't that how that happens?
Yeah. Yeah. But you folks aren't a priority. Anyway, I'm going to move on here. There's other things going on. We have Phoenix. You know, they, more and more, you know, talking about the police state here. Phoenix, apparently one of his councilmen there got very upset because he was tailgating at a football game and saw one of their little Homeland Security funded vehicles there basically videotaping everybody at the event. And, you know, my hat is off to this guy for speaking out about this, because a lot of people don't. This is the Phoenix councilman. His name is Sal DeCiccio. He says, Mayor Greg Stanton wants to videotape law-abiding football fans. It's absurd that the mayor of Phoenix thinks this is okay to send the Phoenix PD to create a video profile of football fans. What happens with the video the mayor thinks we should keep? He said the public should expect a reasonable level of privacy from their government. That means you cannot monitor their everyday activity without a direct policy and or chain of command of approval before monitoring their activities. There should be reasonable cause to have the government enter your private life. Mayor Stanton used politician language meant to confuse the public without answering the question, what level of privacy should a normal citizen expect from their government? That is the question I asked. That is not the answer. The question he answered. So anyway, I think Sal DeCiccio should be commended for his speaking out, and I wish more local officials would speak out. It's time to find your voice, people, and it's time to support public officials who are doing the right thing, because there's so few and far between, unfortunately. But there probably would be more of them if they knew they had your backing. All right, we're out of this hour already. Got the top of the hour news. If everything goes as planned, we should be bringing up Warner Bock for some time in the next hour. And he's going to fill us in on his situation there, being arrested up in New Brunswick on trumped-up charges. So stay with us. Government America continues. Hour number 3, straight ahead. Mm-hmm.